I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The doctor's in. Let's go to Dr. Oz here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Oz, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
How are you? Don't you love when doctors are on time? It's so rare.
Exactly. The clock is usually running there big time. So I wonder if Dr. Fauci is a guy that's on time. Is he punctual? You've challenged him to a duel, right? Or is it a debate?
I've challenged him. Well, we don't do duels in America anymore, although Alexander Hamilton participated at one point. No, I want to have a debate with him. I want to sit down face-to-face with people watching and go through all the decisions that have been made, many of them I think flawed and predictably flawed throughout the course of this pandemic. And we can start anytime and spend anytime, anywhere, any place. I'll meet him. But I think America deserves an accounting. We're 4% of the people on the planet. We've had more than 15% of the deaths. Decisions early on that I offered as possibilities were shut down and really with a lot of anger because I thought schools shouldn't be shut. Why? Because other countries weren't shutting their schools down, and we had lots of papers arguing that it was safe. You're a bad person if you said that. I argued from the early days that we needed to have treatments, therapeutics for COVID, that vaccines alone weren't enough. Listen, I love vaccines. I really do. I personally have gotten the vaccine, but I don't want to force people to get vaccines. And I don't think vaccines are the solution to this problem. I think they were a stopgap measure as a gift that was given to the world through Operation Warp Speed. But the real treatments that you give people when they have illnesses are critical. I'm a heart doctor. If I give you a drug to reduce your cholesterol, but don't offer you any treatment if you're actually having a heart attack, am I a good doctor? No. It violates the basic principles. But Fauci has been an administrator for 40-plus years, which is why his salary is so high. So he doesn't actually manage patients. So the ministering of a patient, the offering of treatments and solutions were never part of his game plan. And the part that really bothers me, Dom, and you'll get this, is he actually actively used the media to attack people he didn't like, who were raising concerns. I'm talking about, you know, Nobel laureates, famous epidemiologists, people, respected institutions, attacked because they didn't kowtow to his position. And it drives me crazy to see that because I've lived this. I mean, years ago, I had a fight with the government because I found that there was arsenic in the apple juice being imported to America. And it was there, and it was sort of surprising, but all the apple growers in America were banned from using arsenic as a cheap pesticide because people thought it was dangerous. Fine, you decide, pass the rule. However, the American government never stopped the Chinese from doing that or importing Chinese apples, which were doused with arsenic. So guess what? Our kids kept getting arsenic in their apple juice. When I raised the question, they came after me. They went after me with all their media colleagues, which is supposed to be the opposite. Media is supposed to watch government, not collaborate. And that's, in fact, what happened. They apologized. They were wrong. It was proven up and down. But even today, when the New York Times writes about me, they'll say, oh, I was wrong on arsenic. I was such a fearmonger. It's the opposite. They literally rewrite history after lying to create the wrong narratives.
All right. Well, Dr. Oz, we now have another candidate, two in the field. One took a shot at you on my show. I want to play that for you and let you respond. George Baquetto, big-time attorney here, talking about you and a couple of others entering the Senate race. Here's what Baquetto said, Dr. Oz.
As a Pennsylvanian, I'm insulted that some of these folks would parachute in here and pretend to tell us that they're Pennsylvanians. I mean, just how stupid do we look? I mean, Dr. Oz is not a Pennsylvanian. He's allowed to run for the Senate because the Constitution gives him that right. And he ought to just be frank about it and say, I'm taking advantage of this loophole in the Constitution, which says I only need to be a resident on the day of the election.
All right. Your response, Dr. Oz.
I love those questions. It's good to be home, Dom. I grew up less than 10 miles from Kennett Square, which is the mushroom capital of the world. And we would tell each other in Pennsylvania that, you know, you don't want to be like a mushroom where they keep you in the dark and they feed you manure all day long. And we just witnessed a little bit of that. People do not care where you're from, by the way. They care what you stand for. I went to medical school in Philadelphia at Penn. I went to Wharton Business School in Penn. The best decision of my life was marrying my wife, which I did in the house I live in right now. My wife's family's been here 130 years. My family was immigrants. It's a proud state for me to be associated with. I love the country, but Pennsylvania in particular is a beautiful place to be from and to live in. And I'll continue to do both those if I'm elected senator. I want to serve the people of Pennsylvania because I think we deserve the kinds of value-based, conservative, small government ideas that I have.
Well, I would say this, and you don't have to agree or disagree, Dr. Oz. To George's point, if you're running as governor, you know, I think there's a little bit more of people wanting someone who has lived here pretty much most of their life. But the Senate is a different kind of thing, at least in my mind. And you do have roots in Pennsylvania originally. Now, since you were last here, a key opponent, Dave McCormick, some insiders think it's you or McCormick will be the nominee, has announced, and he actually wrote an op-ed saying he ought to be the candidate because he understands the communist Chinese government and would take them on. What do you say about McCormick's entrance?
Well, I haven't read his op-ed. It's a big pool to jump into. Just got to make sure you know how to swim. But I think we want the brightest people possible to articulate why Pennsylvania should be cared for better and why the rest of America benefits from the wisdom we have in Pennsylvania. You know, my biggest concerns for this country include China, but they also include our energy programs, which are foolish, will bankrupt us, and are scientifically impossible to achieve unless you recognize the value of natural gas. And if we're not self-sufficient in energy, we also have a foreign policy catastrophe, which China will take advantage of. And there is an existential threat from China. This is a country which has to destroy us. And let me explain that. This is not about trade war, and they want to make more money than us. If we survive as a nation, this brilliant piece of paper, 250 years, that gave us a license to be the experiment on our planet of democracy. If we survive, there is no way of defending the totalitarian communist Chinese government. Who would tolerate what they do if democracy can deliver the things that America promises? And I travel the world. My show's in 100 countries, including China, by the way. And when I travel these countries, people say, please save America. And I say, why do you care so much about my country? And they say, because we have fights in our country about democracy, but we always point to America and say, those guys figured it out. And if they can figure it out, we should be able to figure it out. But if we lose America as that shining city on the hill, then we don't have a role model. There's no lodestar, no star for us anymore. So we're fighting for the way that countries around the world will rule themselves.
Dr. John Fetterman, if he is a nominee on the other side, I think has talked a lot the last few weeks about what the president shamefully did in Georgia, too, this week, which is the so-called voting rights issue. And if you are the nominee, that issue is going to be what the media tries to tar you or whoever the Republican is with. What's your sense of how to counter that?
80% of Americans want voter ID. This is not a Democratic-Republican issue. We need to know that our votes count. And we need to be able to get those votes cast in a thoughtful way that allows everyone to have confidence in that process. So why would we want to have the federal government, which has proven itself grossly inadequate at so many other issues like voting, to get involved in what my state of Pennsylvania does? I think our Constitution in Pennsylvania is brilliant. It lets the legislature, which represents the people, not the governor, the legislature, articulate how election law should be modified. Are there areas where, as a nation, we can do better? Darn right. But let's let that happen where it should happen, where it's supposed to happen, at the level of the state.
Absolutely. Now, the Supreme Court mandate struck down, but not in the secondary part, the Medicare and Medicaid part of this. I didn't think they went far enough. I think that I get it. The second was a closer call. What do you take away from the Supreme Court in this issuance yesterday?
Well, if you just look at what Sotomayor said last weekend, one of the liberal justices, where she talked about 100,000 kids desperately ill, many on ventilators. And just so everyone's clear, the real number is maybe 2,000, and almost all those kids have pre-existing medical conditions that may have put them in care independent of COVID. So in other words, they're there with COVID, not from it. She didn't understand the real problems that we're dealing with medically. So it's been a challenge to get the liberal justices to understand what the real medical issues are. There is no defensible reason medically, I don't think, to have mandates of companies with employees. You know, by the way, even 100 employees, which is size, good size, but not massive, would have had to follow these draconian rules. Companies have employees. They generally like their employees, which make them money. They want to take care of their employees. I was visiting a health club today. The woman who was teaching the training there was a nurse. I said, why are you working in a health club? You're a nurse. She said, my hospital mandated that I do certain things, like getting a vaccine. I'd already had COVID. Natural immunity is better than the vaccine. I thought it was reprehensible to force me. I quit. We don't want that. People should make decisions locally, not because somebody who's not a doctor but got elected into a spot, or in many cases not even elected, is making decisions that they think are better for you. I got attacked this week by the New York Times, which is, I mean, I get attacked every day by the New York Times. But this article really caught my attention, Dom, and you'd love this. They said people like me are not just bad human beings, but dangerous human beings, because I've been arguing to empower people. I've been arguing for individualism. And they said that in a world where we have structural racism, climate change that's looking irreversible, and COVID, is no time to trust humans to be individuals and to do what they think is best for them. And frankly, guilty as charged. I think and I trust human beings to do what's in their best interest, especially for their families. This is best worked out with people and their doctors, not at some high level where there's federal overreach. And this authoritarian movement dramatically hinders our nation's ability to nimbly deal with the challenges around us. COVID is not the biggest problem, I don't think, that the country is going to face, but it's emblematic of the deeper corruption or the weakening of our values that government represents.
I like the word nimbly. That's exactly right. Government, even if it's well-intentioned, can't do that. So when's the first debate that Dr. Oz will be participating in, along with some of the other heavy hitters? Do you have any idea when that's going to happen?
They're having periodic debates, but I think we ought to wait until everyone's got their spot on the ballot, because, you know, you have to go through a petition process. It's going to be the middle of March, which gives us 2+ months to debate. And at that point, we'll have the roster of candidates who are legitimately going to be vying for the primary, for the votes of primary voters in Pennsylvania. I think that's the point where we should get real serious about going head to head and asking the tough questions that voters need to hear the answers to. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Until then and through then, where do we find all things Dr. Oz?
Well, there are two places, DrOz.com, which is very popular, and I've got 13 million people on social media, so just follow any of my media channels. Or if I just come to the Dom Giordano show, I think that should probably cover it.
Absolutely. Let's make that happen all the time. Dr. Oz, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and come back soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.